there are still, despite the expenditure of $20 billion plus since 9/11, lots of security gaps that remain in aviation.
This report comes as a stun gun was discovered Sunday on a JetBlue flight from Boston to Newark. Just last month, a Nigerian-American got through a checkpoint and onto a flight without a proper ticket or identification. And in December, a loaded high-powered Glock like this one made it onto a flight from Houston. The TSA tells ABC News that the 25,000 breaches, many of which it characterized as minor, represent a tiny fraction of 1% of the billions of passengers screened at the nation's 450 airports since 9/11. Quote, many of these instances were thwarted or discovered in the act, and, quote, airports today are safer than ever before.
Only one security breach can be catastrophically fatal.
Now, all of this will be scrutinized today before a House subcommittee on national security. The chairman, Representative Jason Chaffetz, told me he's also very concerned about the fact that more than 900,000 people have clearances to get into the secure or restricted areas of the airport. He wants to make sure those folks have been checked out carefully enough.